Lodge Manufacturing in South Pittsburgh, Tennessee has been making cast iron cookware and other products since Joseph Lodge formed the company in 1896. The company is family owned and family operated. Currently, Lodge Manufacturing is the oldest family owned cookware company in the country. The original Blacklock Foundry burned down in 1910 and was rebuilt in 3 months to continue manufacturing cast iron cookware. This year, the company is expanding, building a second foundry in South Pittsburgh and a new warehouse and distribution facility in New Hope. The groundbreaking ceremonies was more like a family reunion than anything else for the Lodge and Kellerman families, along with local elected officials. Welcoming guests and visitors is Chairman of Lodge Manufacturing Board, Bob Kellerman.
This year, Lodge is celebrating its 120th year in business. Concurrently, we are here today to celebrate the unprecedented growth in our company that has resulted in the need for additional production and warehouse capacity to meet the growing demand of our brand. This ceremony honors all the people who have contributed their skills and hard work over the last 120 years. I can't help but wonder what my great-grandfather Joe Lodge would think or say if he were standing here today. Lodge Manufacturing Company has been the market leader in cast iron cookware in the United States for many years. We're now shipping to over 55 countries worldwide. It is certainly our intention to remain the market leader in cast iron cookware, and this expansion we are celebrating today will go a long way in helping us maintain market leadership.
CEO Henry Lodge named most of the family in attendance, but gave credit to the most important people that made the expansion possible, the employees.
I really want to say a word and thank all the employees of Lodge, because certainly none of this would have happened if it had just been me and Bob. Actually, if it had just been me and Bob, I hate to think what would have happened. But we have been, Lodge has been blessed with very talented, very dedicated, passionate people, and we continue to be. And we realize that leadership at all levels of the company, and we consider employees leaders at whatever level of the company they're performing. So I would like to acknowledge them and say thank you to the employees of Lodge.
Touring the foundry was the highlight of the day, but the noise level was high, so those of us on the tour had headphones to protect from sound and hear the information provided by our guide. The foundry has been changed over the years as machines took place of human workers in many of the positions. In January 2015, the largest ever expansion to the foundry increased production by 50%, but the demand for cast iron cookware is larger than anticipated, prompting the development of the second foundry and warehouse. The new foundry will have two production lines, which will increase manufacturing capacity by 75%. Lodge currently produces between 1,600 and 8,000 pieces of foundry-seasoned cookware an hour. While touring the foundry, we saw workers moving large vats of glowing hot metals, sand casts being created, hot metal being poured into the mold, and then pieces being cleaned, inspected, touched up, and eventually seasoned to prepare for packaging. At any point in the line, any employee could pull a piece if they determined it was not the top quality, and those pieces of discarded cast iron would then be returned to the pile and melted down for the next round of production. The constant movement of cast iron cookware of various types was clanging overhead as skillet and pan and pot rattled along on hooks and chains overhead. Quality control of the materials in the iron has an important role in the foundry.
This is our spectrometer. And this is an actual sample of our iron. And you can see there's two little burns on there. We actually burn in the spectrometer, and the light that's created actually goes through a prism, and it creates a spectrum in the color scheme. So then every element on there has its own color on the spectrum. The higher the intensity of the iron, or the higher the intensity of that color, the higher the percentage of that element in the iron. I bet you there's a little bit more going on than that in there, but you know, that's what I know. And in about 45 seconds, we know 18 different elements. We only control carbon, silicon, manganese, sulfur, and phos. The rest of them are tramp elements, titaniums, vanadiums, chromiums. We consider those tramp elements because if we get too high, they will start to become brittle, make our iron what we call white iron, where it turns into a carbonic kind of situation. So what we do if that happens is we will dilute it out with pig iron. And pig iron is iron ore smelted right out of the ground.
At one point in history, almost every household relied on cast iron cookware in their kitchens. But once aluminum and coated cookware entered the marketplace, the heavier cast iron was not in demand. The cookware had to be seasoned, and households were becoming accustomed to purchasing and immediately using items, not spending the time to prepare cookware before you make your meal. Market demand changed when the foundry added that final touch to the manufacturing line and made the cookware immediately useful.
In 2002, we launched Foundry Seasoned Cast Iron. It was a game changer in many ways. Ultimately, it resulted in many consumers discovering the wonders of cooking in cast iron. What other piece of cookware could you buy for $20 that can cook anything and everything and last a lifetime? Thanks to all the millennials across the world who have embraced our brand, and thanks to First Tennessee Bank for making this major expansion possible. Obviously, we're committed to Tennessee manufacturing and made in the USA. This expansion underscores what we say in the marketplace. Lodge, 120 years and still cooking. Thank you.
Lodge Manufacturing is located in South Pittsburgh, Tennessee, but their products can be found across the globe and used in restaurants and homes daily. You can visit the factory store and see videos of how the cookware is made. You can learn more about Lodge online at lodgemfg.com. The towns of South Pittsburgh and New Hope have joined to celebrate the groundbreaking of these new facilities that prove manufacturing that is made in America is growing strong in Tennessee. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.